What was your opinion of how the miners were portrayed on television during the strikes?
First and foremost, you know, I saw them as people defending their right to work. They had chosen to go down pit. They were trained to go down pit. It was something that was, at the time, because we were a coal-reliant country for power, I think they came over as a dedicated workforce that felt that the government of the day's plans weren't right. And like everybody who feels they have a cause or something was happening that went against what they thought was right, I respect them for their determination. I don't respect violence at all. And, you know, we live in a democracy and that's where it rests in my book. But the right to express yourself, you know, with demonstrations. I'm not a big supporter of strikes. I think history has proved that sometimes they don't work. And the people that get hurt by it are the very people who are striking and their families. And that's what happened to a very large extent in the coal miners' strike. I feel they had their right to do it, to protest, as long as it's done within the law. Once you start going outside that, you risk far more than you feel that you were defending your cause for.
Did you see the strike as a Welsh strike or as a British strike?
Oh, I think it was a British strike. I think miners united, you know, throughout the country, and that was right. And each played their part. And I think in this area, and I can only speak about this area, because of the mining community here, the feelings were very, very strong. But at that time it was 1984. What was I doing in 1984? Yeah, I was in Shire Hall at Mould then. And by that time, you know, all the news items were in your face. And Arthur Scargill became, with others, wrongly in my book, the people who seemed to get the most criticism, and yet they were doing their job to represent the miners.